Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, T-minus what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks for some people, and it's time for college to get racked back up. Ready? So just revving it back up. College starting in a few weeks all around the country, and perhaps we're talking about your son or your daughter, or grandson, granddaughter, whatever, a neighbor, whatever it is. But college, a big deal. But have we taken it from, it seems like a good investment, or is it, for a lot of us, just an idol? Now we worship it, and if you don't go to college, you're a loser. And if your kid doesn't go to college, you're mom, loser, dad, loser, actually unloving and irresponsible. And if your kid doesn't go to college, let's say they go to a trade school or they just start working at a retail place. How quick are you to raise your hand up during the praise section of your Sunday school class and say, hey, I've got a praise. My kid's choosing not to go to college and is going to go become heating and air conditioning. They're going into HVAC. So that's just a praise. When's the last time you heard that in your Sunday school class or your small group? We just don't do it. So I wanted to open up the phones today and talk to you about the four-year college degree, and people are definitely making money on it. College degrees and the cost of college are skyrocketing well beyond everything else in terms of cost of living. It's just been crazy over the last 20, 30 years. So certainly the colleges are making good money, and kids are not doing so well. Current student debt in America, $1.4 trillion. We're all getting good with the bigger numbers these days, aren't we? $1.4 trillion with a T. $1.4 trillion is the current student debt. That's 44 million. That's spread out amongst 44 million people who have a student loan. And let's just compare that to credit cards, by example. For cross reference, 192 million people have credit card debt. They have a total of credit card debt of $1 trillion, which is $5,234 per person. But on the college degree side, you've got 44 million people with a total college debt of $1.4 trillion, which is about $39,400 per student. So a much bigger per-person bang for the buck, if you will, to go get your college degree. Yet we've got 6 million jobs out there that are 6.6 million job openings out there. And Mike Rowe, who most of us know from Dirty Jobs and all that kind of stuff, who's a real champion. He's not Mr. Anti higher education, but he is a champion of trades and getting around to higher education as if that's the only way that you can be successful. And he said recently in an interview he did with Ben Shapiro that 75% of those jobs, 6.6 million, 75% of them don't require a college degree. I didn't have a chance to track down his numbers, but it does beg the question for you. Do you think we've made too much of a big deal out of a four-year college degree? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. I want to hear from you today way more than I want to hear from myself, believe it or not. And so that's the phone number. Give us a call. What do you think about the necessity? Is it a necessity? Is it a luxury of a four-year college degree? Maybe you want to share what you've done or perhaps what your children are doing. But do you think we've made too much of a four-year college degree? Is it a good investment or have we turned it into an idol? Like I said earlier, are you quick to raise your hand and announce that your son or your daughter is not going to college? 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number. If you want to chime in on Facebook Live, you can just comment right there. If you want to join us on Facebook Live, just go to your Facebook page where you might have that open already. Odds are good. Just put Steve Noble Show right in the search box and you'll jump right over and join us in the studio via live video. So what do you think about that? Is it a good investment or have we turned it into an idol? Have we put too much emphasis on a four-year college degree? 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884. or 866-34-TRUTH. I asked people for their thoughts on Facebook earlier today about just in general the importance of getting a four-year college degree. I have a bunch of interaction there, a bunch of comments there. I'll share those with you as we get to them. But a little bit more about the numbers. So here's the cost, okay? Is this a great investment? Let's say you go in-state public institution. That's about the cheapest way to go. About 10 grand a year, 40 grand for your four-year degree. Let's say you go out of state, right? Out of state. Public institution jacks way up, goes from 40 grand in state public school, out of state, 100 grand, all right, $100,000. If you go private because you're too smart or too good for the public school world, the public university world, and I'm just tweaking you a little bit there, then it's 140K. So you go from $40,000 in state public to $100,000 out of state public four-year degree. Or if you want to get your four-year degree through a private university, on average, these are average numbers, $140,000. So what do you think about that? Is that a good investment? Or have we put so much weight on it that we've turned it into an idol? Because like I said, how often do you announce to everybody and with a great glee and pride that your son or your daughter is not going to college? Oftentimes, that's almost like a scarlet letter in our society today. So I've got a lot on that and a lot of sharing from people on Facebook. If you want to chime in, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Let's go to a call real quick before we hit the break. JC is calling in from Charlotte. JC, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. I got a just a two-year associate degree, and now I've managed to turn it into a 46-year career in engineering.
That's pretty amazing. So just a two-year associate's degree.
Right. At the time, my father had died early, and if I was going to get any kind of college, I had to have something I could afford on my own. So I went to the local two-year community college, and that was enough to get me in the door, and everything else I learned on the job.
Yeah, worked your way up. So do you think in the current context, JC, that we put too much emphasis on it, that it becomes something that unless you get a four-year degree, you're somehow damaged goods or not up to snuff?
I would almost say yes, because, I mean, you can live quite comfortably with something you would get from a technical school or, just a two-year community college.
Why do you think we've made such a big deal out of the four-year college degree? What would be your answer on that one?
I guess maybe the professionalism of it.
Yeah, so there's go ahead.
I mean, in North Carolina, up until a few years ago, you could go ahead and take the test and you could be a professional engineer without a four-year degree. But a lot of states, you can't even take the test unless you have that four-year degree.
Unless you have one. Yeah, and that's it. And JC, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. And that's a big deal when you're talking about highly specialized, highly skilled. It requires a lot of education. But what about just being successful in general, living a life of significance in general? 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble talking about a subject that is a big deal for most of us. Most of us listening, you, me, most people here in the audience, are, between 40 and 65 years of age. So most of us have kids and a lot of college age kids and right just before and just after. And so I always like to have this conversation from time to time about the value or the necessity even of a four-year college degree. And in this country, have we made too much of a big deal out of it? In-state public tuition for 4 years is 40K. Out-of-state public is 100K. Private school, 140K for 4 years to get a four-year degree. Right now, current student loan debt in America is $1.4 trillion. There's 44 million people that have student loan debts. So that averages $39,400 per person. It's massive, although we have 6.6 million job openings out there. And Mike Rowe, who a lot of us know from Dirty Jobs and all that stuff, this is one of his favorite topics, said that claim recently, I haven't had a chance to look it up yet, that 75% of those jobs don't require a college degree. So have we made too much of a big deal out of it? Of course, the cost of college degrees skyrocketing all the time and how convenient that is for everybody else. But what about us? What about our kids and the debt that comes with that? That can get kind of brutal. So have we made too much of a four-year college degree? That's my question for you today on the show. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Larry's calling in from one of our news stations on Wilkins Radio. Larry, thanks so much for calling in today out there in Indianapolis. Go right ahead.
Well, it really is a predatory system, the colleges that dupe you into thinking you have to have a four-year degree at all this price. And, of course, our government's subsidizing this, and you get more of what you subsidize. These people are coming out of college. They're unable to work. They've got degrees that are something that you could just throw down, could burn up. In fact, it is good it's going to do you. But they don't learn how to work. Now, the main thing that they're doing with the color kids here in Indianapolis, they're sending them to charter schools where they don't learn to read. And then they get out of school, graduate from these schools with high hopes. The predator colleges come along, swoop them up, take all the money that the government, Pell Grants and everything will give them, and then when they get into it about 2 or 3 years, they kick them out because they don't have any more money. So I just think if a person wants to go to college, he or she needs to learn a trade first so that they can have something they can do with their hands, and then they can pay their own way through college on the money that they earn. But as far as a parent wasting their money on sending their kids to college now, it's a big waste of money, and the colleges are nothing but predators, and I think that they're usually set up to receive foreign students to get money out of them.
And that's a great and thanks for calling in and sharing that today, Larry. I appreciate it. And he makes some great points about the system and Pell Grants and all the money that's available to drive into the system. And don't forget, by the way, we're talking about state-run schools in most cases. So they have some intermingling. You've got federal government money, state government money, and you got tax money, of course, if you're in state. That's why out-of-state tuition costs so much more, because you don't have any blood in the game, so to speak. If you're from Virginia and want to go to school in North Carolina, you haven't been paying any taxes in North Carolina. That's why your cost is so much higher. But to that point where a lot of people come in and then they don't graduate, Steve on Facebook, thanks for sharing this, Steve, said this: at most public universities, only 19% of full-time students earn a bachelor's degree in 4 years, a report found. Even at state flagship universities, selective research intensive institutions, only 36% of full-time students complete their bachelor's degree on time. And they don't mind that, of course. It took me 5 years. I love college so much, I went an extra year. It took me 5 years to get it. And nobody was going to complain if it takes you 6 years, 7 years, as long as you keep paying the bill, as long as you keep paying the freight. Don't ever forget that all these colleges are in business to make money. That's one of the primary reasons they exist. Yes, we want to educate the next generation, and all that sounds great. But this is all for profit, okay? They're making money. And so they're going to take that federal money, and Larry had a great point. The more you subsidize something, the more you tend to get of it. But the question goes back to you. Have we made too much of an – is this become an idol? Or is this just a sound investment? Or have we made an idol out of it? And you have to ask those questions. Why do you want to go take on $40,000 in cost, or $100,000 in cost, or $140,000 in cost? Why do you have to do that? What's the point? And right now, I think we live in a culture where if you don't go to college, somehow that makes you a loser. 866-348-7884 if you want to chime in on this topic. Have we made it? Is it a good investment, or have we turned the four-year college degree into an idol? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me bring my production assistant / intern / 18-year-old in here. His name is Callan Toscano. He starts college in four weeks.
Yeah.
Callan, when do you start school? What's the deal?
I start on August. I move in on August 25th.
Okay, so you're going to the University of Virginia.
I am, yes.
And you're a homeschooler. You're done. You're out of high school, right? That's
yes.
All over. That's all behind you. So why did you ever consider not going to college? That's one question. And the other question is, why are you going to college?
So in answer to the first question, I never considered not going just because of the career path I want to go into. You know, throughout high school, I was really interested in studying politics, studying economics, journalism, all that kind of stuff. And so for the jobs that, you know, if you pursue, if you want to have a career in those fields, you know, the basic qualification is that you are going to have a degree in that field.
And how do you know that?
Because I did my research. And so, you know, looking at the actual opportunities that are, you know, legitimate, high-paying, high-profile opportunities for those for those careers, almost everyone who's at the position they are in those fields is there because of either connections they obtained from having a college degree or because they use a college degree to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, so that becomes kind of the key that unlocks the door.
Exactly.
The college degree.
And it's not the key for everything. It's not the key for every industry, but for what I've been interested in and will continue to be interested in, it is the key. So there's no point. I never consider not going.
Now, what about paying for it? It's expensive. You're going out of state.
Yes.
And then how do you shoulder that? Because the last time I checked, your parents aren't independently wealthy.
No, they are not. And so the way in which I am handling that is through scholarship. UVA is actually a really generous school. And so they made it relatively easy for my family to afford it. But
did that factor into your choice of schools?
It did. UVA is so generous that it was actually less expensive for me to go to UVA than to a state school in North Carolina.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, but obviously that's not the situation for everyone. And so, you know, I knew that it was going to be difficult for me to go to school if I didn't work hard on academics in high school. And so that was the, you know, getting scholarship was pretty much the only way I could reasonably afford it.
Now, what about your peers? So you kind of grow up in the homeschool community,
yeah.
So it's a little specific to that. But what about your peers in terms of the need to get a college education? Like, what are they thinking? How do they view it?
A lot of the people I am friends with are pursuing community college degrees or going to a state school. And so for me, that was I never really had the that was never really my motivation to be involved in some of those industries. I'm one of the only one out of my friend groups who want that. But it just looks different in a case-by-case basis.
Yep, that's true. It is a case-by-case basis. Callan, thanks for chiming in today. And if you want to chime in on this one, is it a good investment or has it become an idol? Especially in the idol thing, do you think that we've made so much, such a big deal out of it that our kids and a lot of parents can't consider not doing it? 866-34-TRUTH. Well, you know, my kid is definitely better than my two older kids are definitely most likely better than your kids, because my oldest kid, our oldest son, went to a highly specialized college down in Florida. It was somewhat expensive and got a highly specialized degree, a 4-year degree, although he got it in 22 months. And because he did that, because he got a higher education, and your son or daughter is going to trade school, by definition, my son is somehow better or smarter or more driven or my daughter, who's 20, she's started off in New York City, and then she came back, and then she's starting at NC State here in North Carolina, and because she's going to get a 4-year degree. She was actually kind of funny, because I posted this earlier today on Facebook, just asked the general question, what do you think about the importance of a 4-year degree? Like, is it a big deal, or have we made it, in many cases, have we made it into an idol? I'm trying to find her funny comment because she was jumping in there. And you'll realize how much she's like her father once I read. I'm trying to find it. It was pretty funny. It was something about a 4-year degree is for losers. Do what I'm going to do. Go an extra 3 years to law school and be in debt forever. Something like that. She's seriously considering that. We're not down that road yet. But she is considering that. You go to law school or engineering school. Somebody called in earlier. And is that necessary? Is it required? Well, Callan was in here a few minutes ago, who's my production assistant, talking about, well, you know, you apply a bunch of different colleges, and there's some really prestigious schools that you might want to go to, and you look at where you get accepted, and then you start factoring in the economic realities of life, which oftentimes we don't, and I think that's the problem. I think because we've turned higher education into an idol, in many cases for many of us, that we're willing to sacrifice greatly in order to achieve that. We're willing to put $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 on the altar of that education because we worship it thinking that it's got great value. And whereas in some cases it does, it doesn't in all cases. And sometimes it's just a ridiculous waste of money. We looked at it this way, that the average college student loan, it takes them 21 years to pay it off. So this isn't exactly a great example, but $39,400 is the average amount of student loan per person in this country, $39,400. So let's say your kid goes out when they're 18 And this is a depreciating asset, but it'll make the point. They go out and they buy a $40,000 car and they get a 21-year loan on it. What would you call them? I mean, what would you call them that wouldn't violate your Christian faith or, for me, the fact that I'm on public radio? So that would be ridiculous, right? So that's the question, is have we made an idol out of the four-year college degree in many cases where we get bragging rights? You know, I slap the sticker on the back of my car. Why do I do that? Because I'm proud of my son or I'm proud of my daughter? Yeah. But could it also be that I'm proud of the fact that my son or daughter is going to a higher education, to a college or a university, and somehow that makes me look good? I guarantee you there's some of that in there. I know myself well enough to know I have an ego and I have some pride. And it's amazing how you won't get – a lot of people won't give a whole lot of consideration to the amount of debt that they're piling on themselves and their kids in order to achieve this thing, which may or may not be a great key in that son or daughter's life. Let's go to – if you want to call in on this one, by the way, 866-34-TRUTH is our phone number, 866-34-TRUTH, if you want to chime in on this one today. Let's go to – Victoria's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Victoria, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just like to make a comment. I can only speak from my own personal experience. I put myself through school. I obtained an associate degree, then I went back and got my bachelor's, then my master's. And it opened up a wealth of opportunity for me that I would not have otherwise had if I did not obtain that college degree. There are professions. If you don't at least have a bachelor's degree, that they will not even consider you. So, of course, you can do other things with a technical degree and things of that nature, but it all depends on what it is you really want for your own life. And I don't think it's making an idol. I just think it's giving your children an opportunity to explore what the possibilities are.
Yeah, and I think, and that's a good point, Victoria, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing that today. And great job that she put herself through and did that. There's one guy I knew about this story a couple years ago. It took him 8 years to get his four-year college degree. 8 years. Want to know why it took him 8 years? Because he worked, when he got out of high school, he worked full-time for a year, and then he used that money to pay for his first year, and then he worked full-time his third year, and then he used that money to pay for his second year, and then he worked so on and so on. It took him 8 years. And I look at that when, as soon as I saw that, I would hire that guy in a nanosecond before hiring a regular four-year degree that got it in 4 years and had student debt. Anybody that's got that kind of drive and dedication, I'm like, yep, I'm going, I'm taking this person. There's no question about it. But when you look at that, like the average manufacturing job that starts at about 56K, there's 441,000 of them out there, according to the St. Louis Dispatch. That's May of this year. And the average starting salary for a college grad, if you can get a job in your field or just in general, is what? 50 grand? Counts 50 grand. So manufacturing actually started a little bit higher. But, you know, the question I would think we should all struggle with is if your son or if your daughter says, I would like to be a welder, I would like to be in the plumbing or the electrician trade, I want to get into HVAC, I don't really want to go to college, I don't like school that much. And then would you struggle with that? Would you struggle because in this country, if you don't have a four-year education, if you work in the trades, if you're paid hourly, somehow you're less. And I think that in our country, we've definitely done that. I think that we've kind of put that signal out there that if you go down that road, you're somehow less. So here's a little thing that Ben Shapiro, who we're going to have on the show here in the next couple of weeks. When is that? When is that scheduled, Callan? August 8th. So I'm going to spend some time with Ben Shapiro on August 8th. We're going to pre-record, then I'll play it probably later that day. But there was a segment that he did. He recently interviewed Mike Rowe. You know, we know Mike Rowe from the Dirty Jobs guy and everything. And he's got a huge page on Facebook where he does some cool videos. But he interviewed Mike Rowe, and he was talking to him about this kind of separation, this diversity, if you will, this divergence between the elite, the highly educated, coast, you know, whether you want to go East Coast, West Coast, whatever, but the highly educated versus people that kind of work in the trades and do what a lot of people in our country would consider a mundane job, right? So he was talking to Mike Rowe about that, and I thought it was very interesting what Mike Rowe had to say. Here it is.
And I think the gap right now is, it's extraordinary. There's 6.3 million jobs. They're available as we speak. We have 75% of those jobs that don't require a four-year degree. And yet, we're still pushing the four-year degree as the best path for the most people. And it just happens to be the most expensive path. And a lot of people, as you describe, who are kind of in the middle, have enough common sense to realize that $1.5 trillion in outstanding student loans is a version of lending money we don't have to kids who can't pay it back to train for jobs that don't exist anymore. And that's crazy.
Yeah, and he makes a great point. It's a little bit of a generalization that you're training kids for jobs that don't exist anymore through a college degree. That's not necessarily true all the time, and we have to be careful to not make overly generalized statements. But I think in general, we should all be dealing with the reality that we have as a culture, and this is inside the church as much as it is outside, I think, elevated the four-year degree to such a status symbol, not just for the student, but for the parents, that we will go down. It's just like credit card debt. I want it. I can't afford it to pay cash, so I'll get a loan for it. But in this case, now you can make a case that you're investing in a college degree, which makes you more marketable, which means you're going to be able to get a better job, yada, yada. But your average student today is still taking 21 years to pay off their student debt. 21 years. And the average student debt in America is $39,400 per person. There's 44 million people that have a student loan, which is $1.4 trillion in debt, which is massive. As bad as our credit card debt is, which is $1 trillion, we have more college student debt. $1.4 trillion, and a way higher average per person at $39,400 versus a little over $5,000 in credit card debt per person. Let's go to Jeanette, who's calling in from Durham on the Truth Radio Network today. Thanks, Jeanette. Go right ahead.
Yes, I am so grateful. I stayed home to listen to your show. I was calling because my sister is about to make the hugest mistake to send my niece, who's never worked a day in her life, doesn't know the value of work. She spoiled her from the womb. And she sent her to college. They went to a college something where they do the weekend thing with the parents. You go and check out the college and all this. And this chick who's never worked and all that, I'm watching the time. I see what time it is. Wants to go to Chicago college, and then she wants to go to Florida. And I'm thinking, my sister, I don't know, my sister has an issue with pride. She's so concerned with people think. And she's already in debt. I'm like, I'm not going to say my sister's name, but I said, sis, are you not thinking with a full tank?
Yeah.
The girl's never worked a day in her life. She has not even been to McDonald's, A&W. She's in another state. And I'm thinking, and you telling me she's struggling with her classes, and she's a junior now.
Wow.
So that means she's going to be a senior this August, which will be in 2 weeks or next week. But anyway.
Yeah.
The point is, I was hoping you could put me on hold and get me this information because you could save my sister $100,000 and you can save her.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. I'll put you on hold, Jeanette. Hold on. This is Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. And it's a great conversation, a great topic. We had more people calling in, but we got to move on to a Money Monday update with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. But just a reminder that we started that conversation on Facebook earlier today. So if you want to chime in there, you can also go back to the Facebook live feed and find that on the page as well. If you're on Facebook, just put in Steve Noble Show. If you haven't already liked the show, if you're not following the page, just do that. And then you'll be able to see the Facebook live for today or any other day most of the time, as well as the podcast, which you can subscribe to, iTunes, all those different regular podcast locations. You can get that and listen to the show whenever it's convenient. But there is interaction going on Facebook about that topic and four-year degrees. And have we made it an idol? Is it a good investment? I think that depends on the direction your son or daughter is going in and what are we willing to do? And we talked about that in terms of debt. And so when we talk about finances, we got to deal with that as well. And so every Monday, we do a little Money Monday update most Mondays of the month. And then next Monday will be a full Money Monday show. And Jesus talked a lot about money and possessions. It's all over the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, which is why it shows up here regularly on the show. And that's why we go to our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital on Mondays for the last tail end of the show. We do a Money Monday update with David. And today, I guess we can start by saying, aloha, David. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Aloha and mahalo for having me, which means thank you in Hawaiian. language. Thank you for having me on your program today.
You're welcome, of course. And David with Landmark Capital, Landmark Gold, landmarkgold.com is the website, as always. And we always start, and I appreciate that we've been doing this for a couple of years together, David. You always start by taking us into the scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. Let's start there, and then we'll dive into some of these financial issues of the day.
Love this scripture. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, this dichotomy between what is seen and what is unseen, and the natural man, you know, wants to see with his own eyes and, you know, touch, taste, feel it, and say that's reality. But that's just a world that's deteriorating away that we're only passing through, Steve, because we're of another kingdom. So the unseen, the spiritual side, is the important focus as we waste away and we get challenged in our older age and things don't work as well as they used to as we get older. That's part of life. But our inner being, our inner man, our spirit is strengthening day by day because that's where our focus should be. And as we fix our eyes upon not what is we can see, which will fade away, but fix our eyes upon our Heavenly Father, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, you know, he's the one that can direct us through these things that are challenging in life.
Amen. That's exactly right. And that there's always a little bit of a tension there as we consider the eternal while we live in the temporal. And of course, if you're a follower of Christ, if you've been born again, your eternity's already started. Oftentimes we don't think of it in those terms, but it is true. But that is the challenge, I think, for all of us, David. That's why a passage like this in 2 Corinthians is so important. Let's jump.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, it's like the good dog, bad dog, whatever dog you're going to feed is going to win. Feed your inner spirit, and it's the one that's going to grow, and the outward things become diminished.
Amen. What a great point. Well, we're looking at just kind of what's going on, the main themes affecting the markets today. Today, at the end of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial down 144 points. Last week, we saw Facebook just get obliterated in one day. I think they lost 18 or 20%. It was crazy. But what are the main themes affecting the markets today, David?
We got two big ones, and that's tariffs. Now they're being implemented in the aftermath of that, how it's affecting pricing structure. And the other one is how money is being moved around. It's being moved from growth areas to value areas. So we're starting to see some of that happening in the marketplace.
Now let's kind of look at those more in depth. Give us kind of an update on what's going on with tariffs right now, because that's a big deal. People are paying a lot of attention to it. Of course, the reality is most of the time when they announce a tariff or talk about a tariff, it's not something that gets implemented 24 hours later. But yet it's on the horizon. People know it's coming. So talk about that first, and then we'll talk about kind of moving money around.
So in a football game, we're at the 10-yard line. We're just starting this thing out. They just got implemented. And already we're starting to see in the early stages price increases, specifically in metals because of aluminum and steel, food, and then the beverage companies. What's happening is the inventories that were already in place bought by companies, now those are starting to dry up. So now they're having to have replacement costs, and now they're finding out that those costs are actually higher. And an example of this is Campbell's Soup CEO said originally a few months ago, the steel and aluminum is not going to raise prices that much, only 0.6 cents. The manufacturer came out today, Stephen, saying, who manufactures the cans for Campbell's, saying it's 2.5 cents. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but in the scheme of the food industry, in grocery store change, it's a lot of money. So Walmart is also chiming in on this, saying that we're going to have higher prices, and it's going to be passed off to the consumer. The recreational vehicles, CEOs are chiming in, from Winnebago and also Polaris. They both have said that this is going to force to raise prices the next time they start manufacturing. CEO Coca-Cola, James Quincy, said that tariffs are not going to do well for us. They're going to inflate drink prices. It's disruptive for us, disruptive for consumers, and distributors and retailers will pass the increases off to the consumer. So we're going to see higher prices initially starting here moving forward.
Now, isn't the big challenge, I think Donald Trump's playing poker with all of this, personally, isn't the big challenge that if nobody blinks, all of a sudden all these tariffs go into place, that Donald Trump could be sitting on top of a big financial problem?
You know, that's Jamie Dimon spoke today, and that's one of the things that he mentioned is probably one of the bigger of the three things that he said that are going to cause financial challenge that actually could sidetrack the economy. He's CEO of J.P. Morgan. And so tariffs have just started out. It's going to be interesting how this is going to all pan out. Like I said, we're only at the 10-yard line.
We're talking to David Fisher. It's our weekly Money Monday update. And the website, of course, as always, landmarkgold.com. Great information and a great blessing here on the show, one of our great partners. So we talked about tariffs. And then you mentioned earlier, David, just the way people are moving money around in terms of investment money. And how's that affecting the market? And what are they changing to?
Well, it looks like there's a movement of money switching from growth stocks to more value stocks. Looking at, you know, you mentioned Facebook and the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, that has been hit severely. It's down 2.7%, the index today. Facebook has tumbled 22.7% just recently. Amazon is down 19%. This is all on, or Netflix, excuse me. This is all on because of disappointed earnings. But it's dragging down the whole NASDAQ. The NASDAQ was down 1.38% today.
Wow.
And it also hit what you call a 50-day moving average, which is a support level that looks like it might break through that investors, if it does this, if they are truly moving out of what you call growth stocks, which these tech stocks have superseded the normal fundamentals. And so investors are looking for value. And if that happens, we could see the NASDAQ break through the 50-day moving average, and then we're going to be in what you call a bear market territory. So, but yields are causing this to go, this is causing yields to go up. Caterpillar's chiming in, Tyson Foods, Harley Davidson, they're all the CEOs. They're talking about tariffs are going to push stock values lower. So, I mean, it's just all kind of tied into tariffs a little bit, but now investors are trying to find value, and we're also starting to see some more movement towards gold right now.
We're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Their website is always landmarkgold.com. So what would you say, David, is the biggest risk to the economy presently?
Well, ironically, I'm going to Jamie Dimon and I have been saying the same things. He was in interviews on the roadshow, and he said trade war and government policies, that's number one, not in order of importance, but the number one of the three things he said. Reversal of QE, the Fed unwinding the balance sheet, and he said they should just quit manipulating the treasury market by this, you know, them supporting it by all the massive buying that they hold of over $4 trillion in that. And then the third thing is that we've never seen as much government debt as we've been experiencing now while the Fed is unwinding, while we're having tariffs. So these three main contributors are things I've been talking about on your program and other national radio programs. He's saying it's not taking effect yet, but, you know, there's a recession on the horizon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're playing with really high-valued cards here in a high-stakes poker game involving not just individual companies, but the federal government, the United States economy, and indeed the international economy, and then, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial and the NASDAQ. And tariffs keeps coming up. We're talking about it every week, David. And I know you've got a new newsletter out. Tell us about that.
Well, it's called Tariffs, the Untold Story. It's part one. It's a fairly longer newsletter than normal. There's going to be a part two to it because we're just starting this whole thing with tariffs, and it relates to, you know, how you want to diversify your portfolio, because this is going to trigger some uncertainty, and the markets don't like uncertainty, which is causing downward pressure, which is what we're seeing right now. So we're kind of in the middle of a eye of the storm, and the market's probably going to pull down a little bit, and this is why you diversify into gold.
And how can people, if they're interested in that newsletter, how can they get that?
Well, they can do it a couple different ways. They can go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or they can call us the old-fashioned way, 844-879-8882.
David Fisher from Landmark Capital, always great to have you. Thank you so much for your wisdom and for your guidance. We appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure, my brother.
All right, enjoy your week out there. We'll talk to you again real soon. Again, that's landmarkgold.com is the website. Tomorrow, a friend of mine that I've known for years who's been involved, very involved in the Hollywood industry, Ted Baer with Movie Guide. We're going to be talking to Ted tomorrow live. He'll be in Southern California talking about Christians and how they can make an impact in Hollywood of all places. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon.